Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. If you're planning on getting married someday, have you decided whether you'll take your spouse's name or keep your own? Or will you adopt a hyphenated name or maybe some new combination hybrid name?
Whatever you decide or have already decided, this is a subject that usually provokes conversation, sometimes even criticism and judgment. Leanne Humphreys is a Harvard Medical School student. She found herself having this very conversation with her female classmates often, so she decided to conduct a survey among her peers. She asked what they planned to do if they got married, keep their name or change it.
Nationally, about 20% of married women keep their maiden name. But Humphrey's survey found that 65% of the single women in her Harvard Med School class, that's the class of 2017, plan to keep theirs. And she found the reasons behind their decisions were much more diverse than you might think. Leanne Humphreys is a second-year student at Harvard Med School, and she joins us now to talk about what she found. Welcome to the program. Great to have you.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Also joining us is our old friend Meredith Goldstein. She's an advice columnist and entertainment reporter for the Boston Globe. She's also author of The Singles. Welcome back, Meredith. Good to see you.
Thank you. We should point out that Goldstein is, in fact, the name I was born with.
And we're going to talk about that. All right. And listeners, we want to hear from you. How did you or how will you make this decision? Did you feel judged by friends or family? What's your advice to other folks thinking about what to do? Keep their name or change it? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. So, Leanne, I know you were inspired to conduct this study because you were talking a lot about this decision with your fellow classmates. What did those conversations sound like? What were you talking about?
Well, the women in my class are in their 20s and 30s, so a lot of them are thinking about marriage and about having children. So these conversations come up not only just in general conversation, but also when you're talking about the types of specialties that you might choose. That's related to having a family and having, a marriage later on. And so these women, when they were talking about the reasons why they chose to keep their maiden names, I was surprised by how diverse the answers were. But across the board, all of these women had very strong convictions about their reasons.
Well, I want to talk to you about this diverse set of reasons, but let me ask you about this. 65% of women in your class plan to keep their maiden names. That's significantly higher than the national number of about 20%. Why? What do you think explains that difference?
So these women are in extensive educational programs. A lot of women in medicine go through residency and then multiple fellowships, especially those at places like Harvard. And it's been shown that women who have advanced degrees and who get married later in their lives are more likely to keep their maiden names. Some of those reasons have to do with creating personal or professional ties throughout those years. You're more likely to have publications or to have professional contacts with those names. And so it becomes prudent for women to keep them.
Yeah, right. So it, clearly there's a correlation with the level of education, probably, right? So the higher the level of education, the higher number of folks choose to keep their own name.
Yes.
Yeah. And you actually found, I want to talk about this because I think when we think about this, we tend to think of the decision as one that pits pits tradition against a sort of more modern view of the world. That is, women who take their husbands' names are politically traditional and those who don't are less traditional. But you found the reasons women make this decision are much more diverse and sort of complicated than that.
Yes, it actually doesn't necessarily correlate with political ideology or kind of religious belief. It seems that women have very personal reasons for choosing to keep their maiden names or to change their names. And so for some women, it is about, their kind of belief in feminism or their belief in their own independence or this kind of, feminine selfhood. But for some women, it is just about practicality. It's about maintaining ties with your publications or with your professional contacts. And then for those women who do change their names, it's not just about tradition. It's often about keeping a very unified name for your family. And then for other women, sometimes it's about their relationship with their fathers. Some of them don't have a relationship with their biological father. And so they find changing their name to be a very appealing option, not just tradition for tradition's sake.
So lots of reasons. So that's what we're talking about, listeners. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We're talking about this decision how you go about it, whether or not to change your name. With us is Leanne Humphreys. She's a Harvard Medical School student, and she did an article in the Harvard Medical School Review entitled "Doctor Maiden Name Will See You Now." Meredith Goldstein, advice columnist for the Boston Globe. I'd love to get you in on this conversation. You're an advice columnist.
Yes.
What did you hear about this? Did you hear a lot about this
decision?
I
do. It's interesting. I hear a lot anecdotally from my readers when I speak to them. It comes up frequently. I don't get many letters from people asking me what they should do because they have such strong opinions about what they should do. And again, I have to echo what Leanne says about women who want to change their names. You know, often it's not a traditional reason. It's because they want to have the same name as their children. For whatever reason, whether they keep their name or change their names, they are incredibly passionate about their choice, and it's usually a very personal one. So it's something that readers talk to me a lot about. They have very strong opinions, and it's never a no-brainer. It's not just I'm going to take it because it's tradition. Even when they change it, it has a lot to do with their own brand of feminism.
I want to ask you about your decision. I mean, you were very quick to point out that you kept your family's name.
Well,
and you're
of course,
proud of
I'm unmarried, so I don't know whose name I would be taking. But I remember joking to my family, unless I was to go, you know, to become Meredith Timberlake, I just didn't really see a reason. You know, you spend 3 or 4 decades as a Goldstein, you're a Goldstein. My sister got married at 40, and you know, she actually considered taking her husband's name, and for very practical professional reasons, she could not become anything other than a Goldstein. She was already in the workforce. You know, if they choose to have a family, you know, they'll come up with a new name, or all have different names. So, you know, I think that, but I will say that women my age who are in their 30s often respond to their parents. Many of our parents did not have the option, really, of keeping their names. Mm-hmm. So they revel in the fact that they can, and younger women can really make this choice for different reasons.
You know, Leanne, your paper was so interesting because I love the history that you put in here, because I think this is one of the things, the idea of changing your name is something that a lot of people take it for granted. This is what you do. But when you explain the history, it sounds so archaic. It kind of amazes me that we still do it because, as you wrote, in England a few centuries ago, where the tradition of changing surnames originated, laws restricting women's ownership of property caused them to take their husband's name to maintain ties to his estate. I mean, when you read that, I can't help but asking, why wouldn't everyone change their name? We've moved so far beyond that time.
Right. So it even became that this custom was kind of embedded in America's legal system. Even until 1975, there was a law that women who didn't take on their husband's name had difficulty registering to vote or maintaining a driver's license. So luckily today, there aren't these kind of legal mandates that make it difficult for women to keep their name. But there's still a lot of social pressure and even personal pressure that women face. Those laws that you're alluding to in England were related to the fact that women were kind of socially and legally inferior to their partners. Mm-hmm. And so the husbands were the only way that you could maintain ties to the estate was so that you could take on his name. That's not true anymore, but the custom is still here.
Sure. Well, let's take some calls. 1-800-423-8255. We've got a lot of people already on waiting to get on the show. Avi is calling from Waltham. Avi, you're on the air.
Hi. So this is very interesting to me because my wife has had a lot of trouble with her last name for one reason or another. Recently, we just got married in June, and shortly before we got married, we graduated, and she entered the workforce as a scientist. And so for her, it was very important to keep her name because she'd already started to build her resume with her maiden name. So what she decided to do was professionally and legally, she kept her maiden name. But socially, so on Facebook, dealing with friends, or at synagogue, she uses my name.
So she's got a public name and a private name, Avi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the other thing that was actually very difficult for her was growing up, her father was sort of a deadbeat dad. And so on all of her documentation, all of her birth certificate, her social security card, whatever, she had her biological father's name. And it's been a huge problem dealing with things like security clearance and financial aid documents and loan documents and getting her passport, having to try to change her name back to her mother's maiden name.
Boy.
Which was part of why she made the decision to legally keep her maiden name when we got married, because dealing with name changing has become such a hassle.
Avi, thanks. Yeah, go ahead, Meredith Goldstein.
It's fascinating to me that you know, I mean, it's certainly not easy to have two names, and I would have to wonder at that point. It clearly meant a lot to this woman to have her husband's name in some way,
yeah.
You know, whether it's with friends and family or on Facebook, that was still very important, you know, that, you know, despite the easiness of it all.
Sure.
What some women find, though, is that it's increasingly difficult to keep your professional and your personal life separate. So for a lot of women, you know, Facebook and Twitter and those kinds of social media sites are actually used professionally. So to keep those sites with one name and then to keep another identity with your new name or with your maiden name can sometimes be difficult.
Really, really interesting. Avi, thanks so much for that call. Let's go to Donna, who's calling from Quincy. Donna, you're on the air.
I am, and I'm glad to be. Thank you. This is a great topic. I'm a media historian, and so I already knew about, you know, Ruth Hale and all the women that had fought to get passports in their names and blah, blah, blah. So by the time I got into my profession, I already knew that I wanted to keep my name. But when I got married, and I married later in life, when I got married, I married a guy who had been divorced, and let's call him John Smith, okay? So there already was a Mrs. Smith. He had taken his name.
Right.
And I didn't want to be, you know, I'm not saying we're, you know, he's going to have 17 wives, but you know what I'm saying.
You didn't want to be the second Mrs. Smith. Right.
Oh, which Mrs. Smith are you, you know? So I had already decided I was keeping my name for professional reasons and because everybody knows me by this name. But also, that just kind of reinforced it. And I'm wondering if there aren't other women who, traditional or not, are marrying somebody who already has an ex-wife and decide to keep their own name to differentiate themselves.
Donna, it's a great question. I'm glad you put it on the table. Meredith or Leanne, do you want to chime in?
I mean, I know many writers into the column, you know, who talk about changing back to their maiden name, remarrying, and then keeping their maiden name. Infrequently, not very frequently, do I see readers change their name twice. So sometimes they'll stick with their ex-husband's last name. But, you know, when you talk about people having multiple marriages or marrying later in life, you know, this question becomes a lot more complicated. Now, you spoke to young women in the survey, so...
Right. So these women that I was talking to are not even married, so they're projecting into the future. So they might not be taking into account some of these other factors, like, you know, the husband that you marry might have had previous marriages or might have children or you might have children. So I think that it makes it more complicated. And I think that you're right, that if there's already another Mrs. Smith out there, that's just one more reason that you might want to keep your own name.
Well, Donna, thanks so much for that phone call. Leanne, you had a couple of really interesting examples in your story. You spoke to a couple of doctors from your community. One was Dr. Elizabeth Nabel. She's the president of Brigham and Women's Healthcare. She took her husband's last name, but her reason was not typical. I mean, how did she describe why she took it?
So she had a number of reasons. Some of them had to do with her traditional and conservative kind of beliefs. So unlike what I mentioned earlier, whereas the women who were in medical school currently almost never mentioned kind of tradition for tradition's sake as a reason to keep your name, she did mention that. She said that I was brought up with very traditional values, and this was part of my understanding of the way that marriage worked. She also said that just from a pragmatic standpoint, it's much easier to have your children and your husband and yourself all have the same name. She did talk a little bit about the idea of identity because that was a primary reason that a lot of women at medical school wanted to keep their names. And she said that by the time you get to age 30, your kind of personal identity is more stable, and maybe you're less likely to use your name as part of your personal identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said that her identity, she felt, was first and foremost related to her profession as a physician, and that her name could really be anything, and that it wasn't as important to her as it might have been if she were 20.
Really interesting. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Holden. Mike, you're on the air. What's your story?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The last comment about identity sort of is what influenced my wife and I. When we got married, we decided to combine our names, and we basically both changed our names.
Wow. So tell us, do you mind telling us your name?
Yeah, it's Willander, and my name was Wilson before we got married, and her name was Anderson. So we took the Will from Wilson and the Ander from Anderson, and we both kind of combined our names because we recognized that, you know, it wasn't simply, you know, her taking on my identity, but I was going to be influenced by being married to her as well. And therefore we were, you know, going to, it was sort of symbolic of us entering into a new stage of our life together.
Sure, Mike, that's great. There's Mike Willander. Meredith, is that something you've heard about happening?
Yes, I actually see it, I want to say frequently compared to, you know, years ago. In my personal life, where I'll see Facebook book friends combining names with their spouses, but I see it with readers that this is a brand new name. So it's clearly a trend. One question I have for Leanne that I wonder about: do you get a sense from, you know, from the young men at Harvard who are heterosexual men planning to marry women, that their expectation is that their partners will take their name or not take their name?
So the expectation is definitely there. I think that that's across the board. For most of society, men have the expectation that women will change their name. The difference is that a lot of the men who are in my class are interested in either dating or marrying women who do have advanced degrees, who are more likely to be in graduate school or, you know, in advanced level training. So those are the women most likely to be interested in keeping their maiden name. So even though the expectation is there, there's also this understanding that, that there's a conversation to be had, that there's a high likelihood that their potential wife is going to be interested in keeping her name, and that maybe they need to have a conversation about, you know, is name blending, which is what the caller was mentioning, is name blending an option? Is hyphenating the name an option? Or is this going to be something that she's going to want to do to keep her maiden name?
Leanne, I haven't asked you. Do you know what you're going to do?
So my mother is a physician, and she kept her maiden name, and she gave me her maiden name as one of my middle names. And so I'm very influenced by the reasons that women gave for keeping their maiden names. I think that it's true. It's a part of your personal identity as well as your professional identity. I'm very young right now, and I don't have the intention of getting married anytime soon. And so I think that I'll probably fit within the group of women who said, I'm interested in keeping my maiden name, and the timing of when I get married matters. If I get married, you know, 10 years from now, and I have a practice, and I have a panel of patients that I'm taking care of, and my maiden name is set on all of those things, then it's going to be likely that I keep it.
I'm curious about this because the reading that we did in preparing for this segment was not long ago, the trend was going toward more and more women keeping their names. But it seems like it's plateaued now, according to recent studies. Any theories as to why that is, Meredith?
I mean, my theory is that, you know, we're now a generation removed in some cases from people who watched their parents go through the struggle of keeping their name. And again, you know, their feminist reason for taking a partner's name might be about family.
Yeah.
And, you know, in some cases, it's an incredibly thoughtful decision that's about family unity. And maybe it's not name blending, but it's sharing a name. Whereas I think for an older generation, it was about having the right to keep it to begin with.
Sure. What do you think? Leanne?
I agree. I don't think that it's as much of a statement as it was previously. I think that maybe in previous generations, when a woman chose to keep her name, it was very much about her kind of feminist belief or really wanting to say something about her personal kind of a statement, like I said. But now I think it's more of a conversation. I think it's more about collaborating with your partner and trying to come up with a name that best represents both partner's identity and is best for the family.
Well, that's Leanne Humphreys. She's a Harvard Medical School student and author of the article in this month's issue of the Harvard Medical Student Review, Dr. Maiden Name Will See You Now. Leanne, thanks so much for joining us. And
thanks for
bringing this really interesting conversation to our attention. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
And Meredith Goldstein, she's an advice columnist and entertainment reporter for the Boston Globe. She's also co-author of The Singles. Meredith, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And for a link to Leanne's piece in the Harvard Medical Student Review, you can find that at radioboston.org. You can also go to radioboston.org and post your comments there if you didn't get on the air and you wanted to make a comment. Stay with us. A lot more coming up. The sharp wit of Molly Ivins is on stage at the Lyric. We'll talk to the play's writer and to the star. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Lisa Mullins. Sorry. This is Radio Boston with Lisa Mullins.